you'd have the most trouble with having to get chopped down on it.
Well, and you'd beat his old crop grass.
That was hard to get rid of, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what would you call a place like out here where this cotton is?
Well, I'd call that a cotton patch out there, and it's pretty clean with the grass.
A cotton patch. Did you ever raise any tobacco, Charlie?
Any what?
Tobacco.
No, they raised no tobacco.
That's mostly in Tennessee. Isn't
it? No.
Do you have a kind of different idea about a patch and a field, Charlie? About how big a place would you call a patch, and then about how big a place would you call a field? Do you?
Oh, cotton patch?
Yeah. You make a difference in how big a place you call a patch and how big a place you call
a
field?
Well, I'd call it about 10 acres.
If it's about 10 acres or more, you'd call it a field.
I'd call it
a
field.
And if it's smaller, you'd call it a patch.
You'd call it a patch of small.
So what would you usually grow in a patch?
Well, I'd grow cotton on it.
And what would some other things be you used to grow in a patch?
On your patch?
Yeah.
Well, in that patch, it would be, if I didn't work it out, it would be grass and weeds would grow in it.
And what would be some other things you might plant? Say you had a cotton patch over here, and then over somewhere else, you might want to plant something else in a patch.
Well, if I had one out in there somewhere, I'd have to do the things. Same to his like I did this in here. I'd have to keep the grass and weeds chopped out of it.
Did you grow watermelon sometime back when you farmed?
Yeah.
Did you usually grow them in a patch or a field?
No, I grew them in a patch.
Didn't usually have a big lot of them, did you? Well, what about corn, Charlie? Did you usually grow it in a patch or a field?
No, I grow it in a patch. Corn. Grow it in a patch.
What kind of fences did you have around your garden when you raised a garden? Well, you still have a fence out here, don't you, Charlie?
Well, I had a good garden out there, and I had to what? Who was that on talking?
This is David talking to Miss Tempe.
Tempe?
Yeah.
I had to work it to keep the grass and the fowl out of it. If I didn't, I wouldn't have made nothing.
What kind of fence do you have around the garden usually, John?
Seed.
Fence.
Seed?
Your fence around the edge of the garden.
Fence?
To keep the chickens and stock in.
Well, I had it wide in. Wire in to keep your chickens and things out of it.
I see. What kind of wire did you use to put around it?
I had this net wire.
That's right. Did you ever build any of these fences where you take slats of wood, maybe cut out your own slats of wood and make a homemade fence like that?
Well,
where you didn't have a wire fence?
The way I have done that, I have cut about 6 feet long, cut paling, and pale in my garden if I didn't use the wire. And then I'd pale it in and I'd cut so many posts to go around there and pale my garden in.
That took a lot of work, didn't it?
Yeah, it took a lot of work for that.